Friday the 11th of July, Ches Tammuz, Rabbi Meir Markovich, Perspectives on Parshas Bullock.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Bullock. It's a very unique Parsha. The Gemara says in the end of the first page of Brochus that Chazal wanted to put in Krishma, to say the Parsha of Bullock, all 94 psukim. And the reason why Chazal didn't do it was because of Tichah de Tzibura. Maybe will come. The Gemara says that the reason is because of the brachas. The brachas in Parshas Bullock. That's why Chazal wanted to put it in Parshas Krishma. Maybe we'll come across another reason. Maybe to understand this. Bullock in the Parshas account. Bullock and Moav were scared of the Bnei Yisrael. They saw the battle of Bnei Yisrael won against Sichon and Og. They were scared. They were worried that they were next. Therefore, they sent for Bilam to come and curse out Klal Yisrael. And Bilam eventually came, and Bullock tried to persuade Bilam to curse. He but Hashem told him not to. And therefore, and what happened was Bilam didn't curse Klal Yisrael, and Bullock went on his own way, and Bilam went on his own ways. That was the basic storyline of the parsha. In the first passage of the parsha starts like this: Vaya Bullock ben Tzippoi eis kol asher oso Yisrael le'amori. Bullock ben Tzippoi saw what the Yidden did to the Amori. Later on in the parsha and in other places, Bullock is referred to as the king of Moav. He was the king of Moav. So why in the first possible introduction, when we first meet up with this Bullock, why is this detail omitted? It should have said, "Vaya Bullock ben Tzippoi melech Moav." In the first possible, the possible omits this detail that he was the king of Moav. Why is that? Another question on this pasuk is, in the Medrash is Mavua that Bullock's father was not called Tzippoi. So why is the Torah referring to him as Ben Tzippoi? That wasn't his father's name. And even if it was his father's name, what difference does it make who his father was? Because I say Vaya Bullock, we have to know we have to know his whole yichus. In the first pasuk it says Vaya Bullock Ben Tzippoi. Bullock saw. The next pasuk says Vayogo Moav. Moav was scared. So Bullock saw and Moav was scared. Vice versa, Bullock wasn't scared. Bullock saw, he wasn't scared. Only Moav was scared. Why wasn't Bullock scared as well? So those three hours you have on the pasuk. Why doesn't it make any mention of it that he was the king of Moav? And secondly, why did it make a mention of Ben Tzippoi? And why wasn't Bullock scared? The first question is already raised by the Yalkut. The Yalkut says that Bullock was a noble and a sheikh by Sichon. It says the pasuk in Yeshua, "V'chol mamchus Sichon melech Amori." The kingship of Sichon melech Amori, asher malach v'cheshbon asher hikam Moshe v'nesiyeh midon as Evi v'etzrekim v'etzur v'etzchu v'etzreva nesichei Sichon. It mentions that five nesiyeh midon who were nobles of Sichon. One of the five was Tzur. And Chazal says Tzur is Bullock, as we know, as the king of Moav was mafki his daughter for Znus, Kozi was Tzur, and Tzur is Bullock. Therefore, of the Yalkut, Bullock had this Ru'iyah. He saw this Ru'iyah, what Yisrael did to Sichon. He saw this firsthand. He was a noble by Sichon. He was there when the Yidden came and fought Sichon. He saw it firsthand. So when he saw it, he wasn't yet king of Moav. Therefore, in the introduction passage of the parasha, the Torah is telling us that Bullock was there when the Yidden wiped out Sichon, and he wasn't yet the king of Moav. There are three battles with the Amorim. The first one is end of last week's parasha, Sichon and Og. The second battle with the Amorim is going to happen soon, when the Yidden go into Eretz Yisrael, the Mochema of the Shivas Amin, the seven nations, which is also Amorim is also part of them. And the third time we have a battle with the Amorim is the Osid Lovoy before Mashiach comes. Like it's full, and all the Sifrei Nevuah Mashiach will come, will wipe out all the ten nations which are Amorim are part of them. These are the three battles which are either going to have with the Amorim. Sichon Og just happened, going into Eretz Yisrael, and Lo'osid Lovoy. Says the Gaon also, Gaon goes right and he says, there's three types of Re'iyah. There's one type of Re'iyah. A physical Re'iyah. A person looks around, he sees what's going on, he opens a safer, he sees what's shaping safer, he walks down the road, he can see, he crosses the road, he can see. That is a physical Re'iyah. A second type of Re'iyah we have is a Re'iyah of Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is called Re'iyah. As we know, Shlomo HaMelech wrote Kehelet. In Kehelet it's full of a few times is mentioned the word Ruach. Like in one passage it says, So we see in Kehelet, which was written by Ruach HaKodesh, that Shlomo HaMelech uses a lashon Roya. Roya is also considered Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is, what's Ruach HaKodesh is, that the Hashem puts the idea into your head, what to do, what to say. That's Ruach HaKodesh. A third Ruach we have is a Ruach of a Nevuah, which is higher than Ruach HaKodesh, for the simple reason is that Hashem tells you direct, literally, he's telling you what to do. Mashenken Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem just puts the idea into your head. And we find in Shmuel, we find that a Loshen Re'iyah, we find a Novi is called a Roya, because it says over there, Ki Lenovi Hayoin Yikorei Lefnim Horoya. What we call today a Novi was in previous times called a Roya. So the Gaon says these are the three Re'iyahs, a Re'iyah physical, a Re'iyah of Ruach HaKodesh, and a Re'iyah of Nevuah. Says the Gaon, all these three Re'iyahs was by Balak. The first Re'iyah was the Re'iyah, the physical of the Mapala of Sichon and Og, the downfall of Sichon and Og, and also the Nisim of Eshed and Cholim, when the rocks came across and crushed the enemy. This all Balak saw physically. The second Re'iyah of Balak was a Re'iyah of Ruach HaKodesh that he saw. He saw that in a not too distant future the Yidden are going to go into Eretz Yisrael and wipe out the Shivas Amin. And the third Re'iyah which Balak saw was a Re'iyah of a Nevuah, that he saw what's going to happen in the future before Mashiach comes. Says the Gaon, all these three Re'iyahs are rumored in the Pasuk. The first Pasuk, the Pasuk starts off Vayar Balak. Balak saw. That means a physical ear, the physical ear that even wiped out Sichon and Og. Ben, when the Torah says Ben means a son. Now a son has a father. A father is the Ikar one, the most important. A son is only secondary to his father. Says the Gaon, when the Torah says Ben, the Ben is referring to the ear of Ruach HaKodesh, because the ear of Ruach HaKodesh is secondary to the ear of Nevuah. So Vayah Bolak is the Re'iyah Chushis, the physical Re'iyah. Ben is the Re'iyah of Ruach HaKodesh, that he saw that the Yidden were going to go and wipe out the seven Amim in the not too distant future. And Tzipor, it says, a Gaon state in Zoya, that how did Bolak know all what's going to happen in the future? How did he get his Koyach HaNevuah? He had a bird, and this bird with his Koyach HaKishuv, he got to know what was going to happen in the future. So these are the three Re'iyahs of Balak, and these three things are rumored in the Pasuk. So comes out from here, Balak wasn't some person. Balak was a very clever man. He was a great magician. He knew what was going on today, and he knew what was going on tomorrow, and in 10 years' time, and how many years' time, he saw everything. We know, we state that pasuk in the Devarim state that Hashem told them that when you go past Moab, al tiska bo mechoma, do not provoke Moab into mechoma. You were not allowed to start with Moab and fight with Moab because of the schar, because they're descendants of Lot, the schar of Lot, and Lot is going to come out of them. Therefore, they weren't allowed to start up with Moab. Now, a man like Balak, such a clever man, he knew this. Al tiska bo mechoma, he knew that. He knew the Yidden are coming out of Mitzrayim, they're going up to Eretz Yisrael. He knew that they are not going to start with Moab. He wasn't scared at all. He just saw this. He saw all this. That's what he's referring to the apostle in Vayah. Also, Balak saw. He saw something that he saw all the wonderful Nisim which the Eibishter did for the Yidden, and he realized and he saw this is not Stam, the general way of one nation against the other. They go and fight, and the stronger one wins. As the Chazal say, as Cheshbon, the city of Sichon, Chazal say that if it was a walled city, in Mole Yetushim, a city full of tiny insects, I think it's not in English, they wouldn't be able to conquer it. And if it was an open city, an unwalled city, and Sichon inside, they wouldn't be able to conquer it also not. Because Sichon was such a strong country. So Kalvachomer, that the city of Cheshbon was walled, and Sichon inside, it was physically impossible to conquer it. When Afil Ahachi even came with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they conquered the city of Cheshbon. Balak understood that we're dealing here with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael don't work on the normal channels. Klal Yisrael go. Klal Yisrael, in English season, the apostle calls them Yisrael. Ramban says when Klal Yisrael are referred to as Yisrael, it means that they're close. They're bonding to Hashem. That Hashem is looking over them, guarding them. He fears them on the anhoga of Shaloy Al Pi Derech Hateva. It's possible when the Yidden, they can fight Sichon, they can conquer Cheshbon, they can win battles Shaloy Al Pi Derech Hateva. There's no point in fighting Klal Yisrael with a physical battle. We're not going to win. The only way we can fight Klal Yisrael is with a Ruchnistic battle. Another thing comes out of this Hadoi. Balak wasn't scared. He knew the Yidden weren't going to start up with him. But Balak still wanted to hire Bilam and curse out the Yidden, and they should have him upon her. Why did he want that? State door as Balak was a man who was Shakur Kulay in Ruach HaTumah. He was also in Kishuv. Klal Yisrael, such an exalted nation, he couldn't stand. Therefore Balak wanted to get rid of them. Just because what they were, because they were the Am Yisrael. Not because he was scared, not like Moab he was scared. He wasn't scared. He just wanted to get rid of Klal Yisrael. You see from here, what the greater wish, the big wishes of Balak, that he wanted to get rid of Klal Yisrael, just of Klal Yisrael alone. Moab was a bit better, because Moab, the prophet by Moab, Moab was scared of the people because they were tremendous. Ramban says that Ha'om, when Christ has referred to Ha'om, it means the general population. It means the people not on the highest madrega. And Ha'om, in other places, state to Ha'om, Rashi says Ha'om means the Eruvah. So, and we know the Eruvah was double the amount of the people who went out of Mitzrayim. So Moab was scared of the vastness of the nation. They saw so many people camped outside their borders, they got frightened. And the prophet says, the prophet goes on, Vayokot Moab mipnei b'nei Yisrael. Moav was sickened b'pnei b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, as we mentioned earlier on, when Klal Yisrael mentioned the name Yisrael, it means the height, the closeness that Am Yisrael have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moav was sickened that the closeness Am Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because they were so close, they had the anhaga of Shaloi al Peter Chateva, and he did all these wonderful nisim for Klal Yisrael. To come out, Balak wasn't scared. Balak wasn't worried that the Yidden are going to battle them. Moav were only scared of the Om Kirav, who the Om surrounding the borders. And Bam says also that Moav also knew that the Yidden were not going to start with them, because they, for two reasons. One reason is because they sent shluchim to let us go through your land. So they saw, they sent shluchim to go through your land. Therefore, they're not gonna come and fight with us. Because if a person's gonna come and fight you, why did any shliach to let me go through my country? Elamai, they knew they weren't going to fight. Or another reason he says is because maybe they also knew, like Balak, that Hashem commanded Yidden to not wage battle against Moav. So what was Moav fighting about? Says Rambam. Rambam says they were worried that Moav will surround them in a siege. They won't be able to get out, and they will become servants to the Yisrael. That was the whole fear of Moav. That was Mashen King Bilam, who saw and knew everything. He wasn't even scared about that, because he could see in the future, and he knew that wasn't going to happen. Next pasuk goes on and says that Moav sent to the Ziknei Midyan. Why did Moav send to Ziknei Midyan? Because Moav was scared. Moav had two fears. One fear was of the whole amount of Bnei Yisrael, all the Yidden, the Kiravu, and also they were scared of the Nisim that Hashem could do for the Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, they sent to Midyan. They made shalom with Midyan. Midyan and Moav were at war for many years, and they made peace in order to get together large numbers to counter the threat of the large amount of Bnei Yisrael. And the reason why Moav was such a small nation is because they were a nation that only started much later on. The rest of the Shivas Amin, they started in the time of Noach, but Moav only started in the time of Loi. Therefore, Moav were a smaller nation. Therefore, they were scared. They joined up with Midyan and made peace with Midyan, that they should be together and should counter the threat of the mount of the Bnei Yisrael. Then they said to Midyan, "After Yilachuchu Hakol Eskosu Boiseinu, now the Kohol will lick us up all our surroundings. Kuchoich Hashoy Yerek Asoder, like a shoy licks up the all the greens of the field." Why is Bnei Yisrael alluded over here to a shoy? So he said already a few portion by the a shoy is different from all other animals. All other animals have two sets of teeth. They have an upper teeth and a lower teeth. A shoy doesn't have upper teeth. He only has lower teeth, and he's got his tongue. When he wants to eat, he uses his tongue. In order, he cuts with his tongue in order to get at the grass of the field. So by Moav sending this message that Yidden are like a shoy, they were telling Midyan that just like a shoy is different from all other animals, it uses its tongue to eat, and not so is Klal Yisrael different from all other nations. And the hanhoga with Hashem with them is shaloi al pi derech hateva. We've got to find a way how to get rid of them. And the pasuk ends off, and then when they realized what a smart man Balak was, in that time they made him. The pasuk ends off with Balak ben Zippor melech lemoyov beishahi. He became Moyov, and he came up with the idea. Let's go. The only way we can fight Klal Yisrael is not a physical battle. We've got to be a spiritual battle. We've got to go and get Bilam. Bilam is known is known as the great cursor, because when Moyov fought with Sichon, Moyov lost the battle because of Bilam's curse. Let us send for Bilam. Bilam will give a curse to Klal Yisrael, and that is the only way. We can fight. We can fight Klal Yisrael. Balak was the first person to fight a war against Klal Yisrael in the Ruach Hasdika Oifen. He wanted to take the power of curse and curse out Klal Yisrael. And in the Medrash state that Bilam, all those days that Bilam was going to curse Klal Yisrael, Hashem didn't get angry in order that there shouldn't be mocking for a curse of Bilam to come through. So we see from all this the Siyatid Ishmael, that Hashem didn't allow Bilam to curse us, and he didn't get angry. He didn't get angry at this time. If Chas HaShom would have got his curse in, maybe Chas HaShom wouldn't have been a Klal Yisrael. Therefore, we see the tremendous Hashkocha Potis from the whole might of Balak and Bilam, and that will lead us to understand how Hashem looks after us, and therefore we come to be. Become to have a Kosa type and be Mamin in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that could be also the reason why Pnei Shua says something similar. That could also be why Chazal wanted to put in Parshas Balak in Krishna, because you have a Shaykhis to Krishna, because you see in Parshas Balak the way Hashem looked after us in that time. That Balak and Bilam shouldn't be able to get a foothold with the curse in Klal Yisrael, and therefore that will come to be a Mamun in Hashem. I'd just like to finish off. I came out of the prophet. In Pasuk Zayin says, "Vayelchu ziknei Moyov veziknei Midyon uksamim veyodom." The ziknei Moyov and the ziknei Modom, ziknei Midyon, went with a witchcraft in their hands, and they came to Balak. Vayroya abod el Bilam, vaydavul of divrei Balak. So Balak, Bilam told them, "Stay with me, sleep over the night, and however Hashem tells me to do, I'll do." And then the pasuk ends off, Vayeshu Sori Moyav in Bilam. Sori Moyav stayed overnight with Bilam. Kasha is, first they were called Ziknei Moyav and Ziknei Moyav, and here they're called Sori Moyav. Why did it change from Ziknei Moyav to Sori Moyav? So I saw in Tobit Yitzchok. Tobit Yitzchok is the uncle of the Beis Yosef. He suggested the following answer. The Moyov was scared of Klal Yisrael, and Bilam got his sorin to go and send go and call Bilam to come and curse Klal Yisrael. And he told them the whole list of detail what you have to do. You have to tell them that Amud Shlef from Mitzrayim is covering the earth. And the opposite, he told them the whole thing what to do and how to say. And therefore, when Bilam will hear this, it'll be Mukhan to come and curse Klal Yisrael. The Ziknei Moyov thought that the Sori Moyov were not the appropriate people to go and do it. They thought they were the ones to go and do it, and they could do a better job. But how did Ziknei Moyov know what Balak told the story? Says the Torah Yitzchok, that's pshat in the pasuk, Vayelchu Ziknei Moyav veziknei Midyon uksamim beyodom. Why did they have the witchcraft in their hand? Because the pasuk is telling to me Madgish that how did they know what Balak had told the story? So the Prophet is telling me they went and they knew what Balak had told his sovereign because of their witchcraft. And that's why when the Prophet ended, that's why when they came to the Kamzat, according to him, Kamzat, two lots of people went to visit Bilam, the Zikne Moyov and the Sore Moyov. And Kamzat from him another Chiddush, that when the Torah ends off saying, Vayeshu Sore Moyov in Bilam, is, as Rashi says, that where did the Zikne Midian, they were left. According to the Torah, you have to say, that not only the Zikne Midian left, but also the Zikne Moyov also left.